Molly 100 Pop Tart of the Day.
All right, let's spill a little celebrity tea. Remember a couple of weeks ago, Pauly Shore announced that he was making a Richard Simmons biopic, and he was like, yeah, Richard's really cool with this. He's on board. Yeah, no, he's not. Richard just tweeted, I read a man that I don't even know is writing my biopic starring Pauly Shore. I do not approve of this movie. Whoa, smackdown. In fact, he is now working on his own biopic. When asked who should play him, he was like, Tom Cruise. That's going to happen. Owen Wilson turned down $12 million to star in a movie that portrayed O.J. Simpson as innocent. Why did he turn it down? Because he's got a conscience, that's why. This is really sweet. Beyonce surprised a 2-year-old fan with a stuffed unicorn and roses because the 2-year-old fan made a little TikTok that went crazy viral because he loves her so much. And she did a little nice thing for him. You know what? When Queen Bee does something nice, I think that is amazing. Something else that's amazing? Taylor Swift's The Tortured Poets Department dropped Friday, and it's setting records all over the place, including a new Spotify record. It's the first album to ever surpass 1 billion streams within 1 week. I've been listening to it. I spent a lot of my weekend listening to it. It's a lot, though. It's 30 songs, but they are all awesome. My favorite is the one she wrote for Maddie Healy. No, wait. She wrote most of them for Maddie Healy. For now, that's it. Toaster and Dunn, Pop-Tarts, on Wally.
KCO Day in the Morning on Wally 100.